Well, greetings, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you, our listeners, hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and today we continue in our teaching series called The Great I Am. And just a quick note, we will not be taking phone calls on today's broadcast as we normally don't on Fridays. But if you have need of a question to be answered, there's some challenge in your life, some problem you're dealing with, and you'd like an answer for it, well, give us a call overnight or over the weekend at 844-322-2742. We always love hearing from you, our listeners. And again, that number is 844-322-2742. But right now, it's The Great I Am, and here to get us started is Bob Christopher.
Well, this is Basic Gospel, folks. My name is Bob Christopher, and this is our Friday teaching series. We've been working through Jesus Christ's claims that he made about himself, all starting with that great phrase, I am. So this is our series, The Great I Am, talking about the person and work of Jesus Christ. These are claims that speak directly to the human heart. These are claims that Jesus makes about himself to say that everything that you are looking for in life is met and found and discovered and experienced and realized to the full through faith in Jesus Christ. He is the answer to every need of the human heart. So we've gone through six of his seven I Am statements. We started in John chapter 6 with his statement that he is the bread of life. We went to John chapter 8 and his statement that he is the light of the world, then moved forward to chapter 10 where he made two I Am statements about himself. He is the gate or the door. We enter in through him, and when we do, we're saved. Then we read that he is the good shepherd of our souls. And we all need a shepherd, and Jesus Christ is that one. He's the one that we lean upon. He's the one that we trust. He's the one that we listen to. And in so doing, we experience freedom and liberty in life. And then we move forward to John chapter 11 and looked at his just magnificent statement that he is the resurrection and the life. That's our real need as human beings. You and I were dead in trespasses and sins, and the only solution to death is life. Well, Jesus Christ is that life. He is the resurrection life, and we experience that through faith in him. And then last week we looked at his statement of being the way, the truth, and the life, an exclusive statement, but when you recognize the very claims of Christ and who he is, then you recognize there's no other way to the Father except through him. And today we're in John chapter 15, and we're looking at this passage out of verse 5 that says this, I am the vine. This is Jesus speaking. I am. He is who he is. He has always pre-existed. He's everything that he's supposed to be, which means he's everything that he's supposed to be for you and me. Well, he's the vine. We are branches. So there's the difference between Jesus and us. He's the vine. He's the source of everything. He's the source of life. We're the branches. We're simply attached to him. And because we're attached to him, we experience the life of the vine in and through us. And he says this, whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. So he's the vine, we're the branches. And there's a dependent relationship that we have as branches upon the vine. And if we're abiding in him, and that simply means we're living in him. And here's the good news. Every single Christian, everyone who has been born again of the Spirit, everyone who has responded through faith to God's offer of life given to us in Jesus Christ lives in Jesus. That's our dwelling place. We once lived in Adam. We once lived in darkness. We once lived in the flesh, but no more. That's all changed. We now abide. We now dwell. We now live in Jesus. And guess what? He lives in us. That's what it means to be a Christian. We're in Christ. Christ is in us. And because of that relationship, because of that union that we have with Jesus Christ, there is a byproduct, and it is this: He it is that bears much fruit, for apart from me, you can do nothing. We all learn that as lost people, and many of us carried that lesson forward into our own Christian experience. We tried to produce the Christian life through our own human effort. We tried to produce the fruit of the Spirit through our good deeds, through religious ritual, by going to church and reading our Bible and giving of our money. But those things don't produce the fruit of the Spirit. Those are sourced by Jesus Christ. So we've learned that lesson as a lost person, and many of us had that lesson reconfirmed to us as children of God. Apart from Him, we could do nothing. So if we want to bear the fruit of the Spirit, it's only because we're living in Christ Jesus and allowing, trusting, depending on Him to live His life through us. So that's the claim. He is the vine, we are the branches. That really defines what our relationship with the Lord Jesus really is. It is a dependent, reliant, trust-based relationship upon Him. Well, we're going to get deeper into this in just a few minutes, but I want to take a couple of minutes just to say that Basic Gospel is listener-supported radio. We rely on your contributions to this ministry to help us get the good news of Jesus Christ out through the airwaves, out through our internet partners, out through our social media channels. And that message going out through those various channels is touching people, and God is using that message to speak to their hearts and to bring transformation and change to their very lives. That is the power of the gospel. And when you give to support Basic Gospel, you're actually investing in the power of the gospel to change lives. And for your gift this month, the Basic Gospel, we have a wonderful resource that we want to put in your hands. It is our series called The Jesus You Can Know. It's part of this great I Am series. Jesus just isn't a person that did something for us and then says, go on your merry way. No, all that He did through His death, burial, and resurrection, He did to establish a relationship with you, so that you can know Him. That's what eternal life is, knowing God the Father and Jesus Christ the Son. We want you to know Jesus. That's why we've put this series together, The Jesus You Can Know. It's our gift of thanksgiving for your gift to Basic Gospel this month. All the information on how you can get a copy of The Jesus You Can Know is on our website, basicgospel.net. That's basicgospel.net. Click the donate button, follow the instructions, and be sure and request your copy of The Jesus You Can Know. Well, this is Basic Gospel. My name is Bob Christopher. We're in Lesson 9 of our series, The Great I Am. We're talking about the fact that Jesus claimed to be the vine. We're branches. He's the vine. There's a dependent relationship. That's how we live. And as we live in Christ and as Christ lives in us, we're going to bear much fruit. Now, that's God's desire for us. Now, this illustration wasn't something that just came to Christ's mind as He's walking through Israel and He sees a vine and a branch, and He says, oh, I can use that to illustrate the truth of what I've come to do and the relationship I've come to establish. No, this has been a part of Israel's story. For example, in Psalm 80, verse 8, the psalmist says this: you brought a vine out of Egypt. Well, who was that vine? The vine was the nation of Israel. And God planted that vine in the promised land. He says, you drove out the nations and planted that vine. So all throughout the Old Testament, we see the story of Israel being the vine. But if you know anything about the Old Testament, if you know anything about how God structured it, set it up, it's all pointing forward to Jesus. So Israel, as the vine in the Old Testament, is a foreshadowing, really, of the true vine of God, and that is Jesus Christ Himself. So that's the context of this particular claim that Jesus made, that he is the vine. So we're going to read the first eight verses of John chapter 15. And here he says, I am the true vine. So Israel thought that they were the vine of God. But here Jesus is saying, no, I'm the true vine. I'm the reality. I'm the source of blessing in the world. If you recall, God made a promise to Abraham way back in Genesis. He said, through your seed, the world is going to be blessed. Well, who is the seed of Abraham? Well, many people would say it's Israel. It's the 12 tribes, 12 sons of Jacob. That constitutes the people of God, the people of Israel, and they are to be a blessing to the world. Well, Paul identifies the seed in the book of Galatians as Jesus Christ. He is the seed of Abraham, and it's through him the world is going to be blessed. So Jesus is the source of blessings out there in this world today, and he is delivering those blessings through the church, the body of Christ, today as we go forth and proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ. So Jesus is the true vine. The Father, he says, my Father is the vine dresser. He's the cultivator. He's the one that cultivates the garden and makes sure that all things grow in that particular garden. And he says this, every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes that it may bear more fruit. So what is God's desire? That we bear fruit, that the body of Christ bears fruit in this world today. Now already you are clean because of the word that I have spoken to you. This is Jesus speaking specifically to his disciples. And he's saying, I've already set you apart to be fruit bearers. And there's going to be a time when I go back to the Father. And when I do, I'm going to send my comforter to you. He is going to indwell you. And he is going to be the source of God's work in and through you. So he says, abide in me and I in you. That simply means to live in him and he's going to live in us. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. So a branch just lying on the ground is useless. Why? Because there's no life flowing through that branch. It has to be attached to a vine so the life of the vine can flow through it and the branch can bear the fruit of that vine. And then he says, I am the vine, you are the branches, whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit, for apart from me, you can do nothing. That's just true. Apart from Jesus Christ, we can do nothing. Even today, when we try to lean on our own understanding, when we try to live out the Christian life through human effort, we're going to fall flat on our faces. And we're going to realize that apart from Jesus, no fruit is going to flow in and through us. But thank God we're always attached to the vine. Thank God that we're always living in him. Now in verse 6, if anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away like a branch and withers, and the branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. Now, he's not saying that you can lose salvation in this particular passage. He's just talking about the story of Israel that has been unfolding throughout history. And he's making a reference to some things that the prophets of old had said about the people of Israel. Then in verse 7, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you may bear much fruit and so prove to be my disciples. So it starts with the vine, it starts with Jesus Christ, it ends with fruit. So if you're going to start with Christ, guess what's going to happen in and through you? The fruit of the Spirit. That's just the way God has set it up. That's the way he's rigged it to be. So once you're attached to the vine, once you're a Christian, once you are fully alive in Jesus Christ, so you've started with Christ, the end result of that is the fruit of his life is going to flow through you. Now, what does that do? It's going to bring glory to the Father, and it's going to prove that you truly are. Excuse me. That you truly are a child of God. That's the good news. So it starts with Christ, it ends with fruit, and that reality brings glory to the Father and proves or is evidence that you truly belong to Jesus Christ. Now let's make a few observations about this particular passage. First, as I said, this isn't just a story that popped into Jesus's mind one day as he's looking out and sees a vineyard and says, oh, that would make a great illustration. No, it's tied to the story of Israel. So the Old Testament describes Israel as God's vineyard. We see it in Psalm 80. We see it in Isaiah 50. We see it in Ezekiel 15. We also see it in the book of Jeremiah, both chapter 2 and chapter 12. Now, Israel as the vine brought forth a bitter fruit. We see in Isaiah 50 that it brought forth the bitter grapes of oppression and violence. Now, why was that the case? Why was Israel not bringing forth the sweet fruit of being attached to God? Well, if you recall the story of Israel, they had a problem with commandment number one. God instituted the law, the Mosaic covenant. Commandment number one was simply this: have no other gods before me. Yet throughout their history, they continued to bow the knee to foreign gods. We see that almost 3 weeks after the giving of the law, after Israel pledging to God that all that you have commanded, we will do. When Moses went up on the mountain and he's up there for an extended period of time, the people of Israel were getting restless. They were getting nervous. So they go to Aaron and say, we need to do something. So Aaron says, bring all your jewelry. He melts it down and he forms and fashions a golden calf, and they bow the knee to that golden calf as if it were God, as if it was the very thing that brought them out of the land of Egypt. And that was their history. They continued to bow the knee to foreign gods. So they were looking to other sources for life, for blessing, for prosperity, for flourishing, for fruitfulness. They were ignoring the one true God, where real blessing and real flourishing and real fruit would come from, and they were bowing their knee to foreign gods. And that's why they were bringing forth the bitter fruit of oppression and violence. And in Ezekiel chapter 15, we see that they had become useless as compared to other trees of the forest. And the prophet Ezekiel says, if you look at the trees of the forest, you can cut them down and make practical and useful things out of it. But you can't do that with a grapevine. The only thing that it is useful for at that point is to be put on the fire. And so Jesus is using that story to say, you people of Israel, you have rejected the prophets, you had rejected all that God has sent forth to you, and you have turned elsewhere. And now here I am on the scene, and you're rejecting me as well. And if you continue down that path, you're going to be just like those vines of the Old Testament, useless. And so that's what he's saying here. So Jesus is the true vine, the producer of fruit. If the nation of Israel wanted to be the blessing to the world that they thought that they should be, then they needed to be attached to the vine of Jesus Christ. Why? Because he is the true vine, and their nature is the nature of branch. They were trying to make themselves the source instead of the bearer, and there's a big difference. So the Father, God the Father, is the cultivator of this relationship. And as we live in Christ, guess what? We're going to bear fruit. So God is not saying that you could lose your salvation. He is specifically talking about the nation of Israel in this passage, how they rejected that relationship that they could have had with God the Father through all the promises, through all the words that God had given them through the prophets. They rebelled, they were stiff-necked, and they continued to bow the knee, their knee, to foreign gods. Well, that's a big problem. And when you do that, what Israel had basically done, they detached themselves from the source of blessing. And now God was sending Jesus Christ into the world and saying, hey, let's all get attached to him, and it's in him that all things are going to happen. Well, this is Basic Gospel. My name is Bob Christopher. We're so glad that you have joined us today for this edition of Basic Gospel. We're in our series, The Great I Am, Lesson 9. We're talking about the fact that Jesus Christ claim to be the vine. I know many of our listeners have all kinds of questions, and that's what we do Monday through Thursday. We answer those questions. We point people into the Word of God. But we've also created another resource that is available to you 24/7, and that is our Basic Gospel YouTube channel. You can find it at basicgospel.net/YouTube. That's basicgospel.net/YouTube. And there we have curated a number of questions and answers. And these are things that you can look at and you can view time and time again. And they're shareable. If you have people that are asking the same questions that you're asking, you can share these links with them, and they can listen and go into the Word of God and have their questions answered as well. So this is a wonderful resource for you. We want you to take advantage of it. basicgospel.net/YouTube. While you're there, be sure and subscribe to that channel. Well, let's conclude our lesson today. Again, my name is Bob Christopher. This is Basic Gospel. So the problem in the Old Testament was with the nation of Israel. They continually turned their hearts and minds to foreign gods. And God sent Jesus and said, hey, I'm the true vine. Nation of Israel, attach yourself to Jesus. He's the one that I've been talking about since the very beginning of time. He is the one that I've been telling you about through the prophets. He's here. Attach yourself to him. But as you know, they rejected. So they were basically broken off. Now, the Gentiles, this word of God has gone out into the Gentile world, and we, as Gentile people, have been grafted in. So we, our nature is branch, and through faith in Jesus Christ, we've been attached to him as the vine, and we experience the fruit of his life flowing in and through us. Now, that's good news. Now, this isn't just a Gentile gospel. Jews throughout history, a remnant, have been chosen by grace, and they're attached to the vine. And at one point in the future, this gospel message is going to go back, and they're going to see the one whom they've pierced, and they're going to get re-grafted in. That's what Paul talks about in that great, those great chapters, Romans 9, 10, and 11. But for us today, we have the great assurance that we live in Jesus Christ. If you're a believer, you abide in the vine. That's not something you have to try to do. It's your current reality. You live in Jesus. And here's your current reality as well. Jesus Christ lives in you. Now, not just Jesus Christ the Son, but the entirety of the Godhead lives in you. In 1 John, it says God abides in you. In Colossians 1:27, it says Jesus lives in you. In Galatians chapter 4, it says the Spirit lives in you. So you have the fullness of the Godhead living in you. There's a union that was established by grace through faith in Jesus. And the result of that is fruit. You are bearing the fruit of God's Spirit because you're a believer and because Christ lives in you. Well, this is Basic Gospel. Now, for the entire Basic Gospel team, I'm Bob Christopher saying have a great weekend in the Lord Jesus.